story begins at the Bedford Hills Correctional Facility, where Carl has just arrived to visit Larissa.
Carl, I didn't expect you back so soon.
I have some news.
The last time we talked, I had the feeling you wanted to tell me about something, but didn't.
I did, Larissa. There have been some new developments in your case.
My case? What are you talking about? I confess, I'm in prison. The only new development around here will be when I have this baby.
That may not be true. There may be a light at the end of the tunnel for you after all.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples. At the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, Nurse Grimm walks up to Zoe and hands her a copy of Manhattan Monthly.
What's this?
It's a copy of Manhattan Monthly. There's an article about Dr. Ramos in it.
Oh, good. I heard he was going to be in it. I want to see that.
Well, it's all yours. I'm off to lunch to see my niece.
What page is the article on?
It's right after some story about a guy buying the Midtown Rec Center. See ya.
Have fun.
She has a niece.
No, it can't be. Chuck Landers will officially launch the grand opening of the Mel Landers Recreational Center in January. Chuck Landers? Picture Chuck Landers and his daughter, Dara. Daughter?
In her office, Marilyn is working at her desk when she receives a phone call.
This is Marilyn.
Hey, it's Gretchen. I got your message last night, but it was too late to call you back, so... What's going on?
Yes, there's something I need to talk to you about, Gretchen, but I want to do it in person.
Okay, can you do lunch?
Well, I have to be in court this afternoon, and tonight is Blake's holiday party. Can we meet for breakfast tomorrow morning?
Is everything all right, Marilyn? Should I be worried?
Let's talk about it tomorrow, okay?
Sure. And... there's something I need to tell you about as well. Something I found out yesterday.
Okay. So, why don't we meet at Cafe Luca at 8?
Sounds good.
All right. See you then.
Well, have fun at your party.
Thanks.
Hello, Counselor.
Blake, this is an unexpected surprise.
How's your schedule looking? Do you have time to grab some lunch?
You know, Gretchen just asked me the same thing. I'm afraid I can't today. I'm way too busy, and I have to wrap things up and get ready for the party.
Marilyn, about the party.
Oh, I can't wait. I am going to blow you away in my new dress. Blake, I really need this night out so much right now. I have a lot on my mind these days.
I can relate.
Was there something you needed to talk to me about?
Just about the party. I'll pick you up at 7.
At Windsor Academy, Dara, CJ, Lucas, and Stacy are gathered around the bulletin board in Mr. Reeves' English class.
Well, who did you get?
CJ.
Really?
Yep. Looks like you and I will be working on this project together.
That's great. I was hoping we would be.
Who did you get, Lucas?
Let me see. Lucas, James, Stacy?
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right. I'm going to talk to Mr. Reeves. I don't want to work with you.
The feeling is mutual, trust me.
Lucas, you'll have to talk to him too. You can't work with Stacy. You'll be doomed to failure.
I plan on having the best project in class, and I need a partner who can keep up with me. I'm going to see Mr. Reeves.
Dara, I love the way you stand up to her.
She's just full of hot air, that's all.
I don't want to work with her. I better go find Mr. Reeves, too.
So, Dara, we should probably get started right away. Do you want to get together after school today and talk about it?
Sure. Why not?
At Wilson's Diner, Ellie and Nurse Grimm have just met for lunch.
Thanks for meeting me here, Ellie. No problem. I was curious about what you wanted to discuss. Well, I might as well get right down to it. It's about your mother. Hold it right there, Wanda. I want to make one thing perfectly clear for you. I have probably been in conflict with my mother since the day I was born. But that doesn't mean I want to hear or approve of you talking about getting revenge on her. I just don't want to hear that. Okay, I can accept that. But you might want to hear what I have to say before you go defending Agnes too much. All right. You might as well tell me what you have to say. What do you want to tell me? I stopped to see your mother yesterday, Ellie. And boy, did I get a surprise while we were talking. Well, my mother can't talk much. She's still going through speech therapy because of her stroke. Yes, you told me that once before. So wasn't I shocked when she started yelling at me with a perfectly clear voice? What? Your mother's speech is fine, Ellie. If she's telling you she still has a problem, she's lying. No, she wouldn't do that. Oh, but she would. Agnes is faking it.
At GM Productions, Carl has just arrived at Charlie's office.
What the hell are you doing back here, Carl? I told you that I'm not interested in your little theories about my father's death.
Well, I think you might be once I tell you what I found out.
What?
I was finally able to talk to a nurse who was on staff at New York Hospital the night your father died. She was in the operating room with Dr. Blanchard.
Okay, do I listen to you or do I kick you out of my office? Go ahead.
She said that Dr. Blanchard was not herself that night.
Okay, continue.
She said she couldn't be sure, but if she didn't know any better, she'd swear she was on drugs.
What? On drugs? Oh, this is getting good, Dick Tracy. Did you come up with this all on your own? Well, maybe it's true. And maybe this nurse you're talking about just has some grudge against Blanchard.
Then why is she being sued now by two patients' families for basically the same reason?
Okay, let's take a few steps back here. What exactly are you trying to tell me?
Think about it, Charlie. If Dr. Blanchard was on something or not in her right mind the night she operated on your father, something could have gone wrong.
But that doesn't erase the fact that Larissa Davey stabbed my father in the back now, does it? High or not high, Dr. Blanchard was just trying to save him, right?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.